All right, so we are recording. And Alan, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
My name's Alan Gentry. I'm currently the mayor of the city of Hamilton.
All right, now there's a water project in the works for Hamilton. Will you just talk to me about where we're at with it?
Yes, the reason for us putting this $4 million revenue bond up for vote, and it'll be a combination sewer and water revenue bond, is currently, the only source of water that the city of Hamilton has is through a reservoir, and we treat it here in Hamilton. The treatment plant's right below the reservoir. And we also sell water to Public Water Supply District Number 2, which includes the city of Kidder, and also to some individuals outside the city limits on some private lines. And every so many years, every so often, we run into a situation like we did last year and the beginning of this year, where the reservoir is not going to supply us with enough water. It's not for all of our residents and to sell to Public Water Supply District 2 and to the individuals outside the city on their private lines. So what the city council decided to do, and obviously I'm on board with this, and the city administrator, Dale Wallace, is that we need to find another source of water, a more dependable source of water, and at least in a sufficient amount to add to our supply of water in the reservoir so that hopefully we can get through these extended drought situations. And therefore, our engineers, Allstate, looked into different resources, and the best resource we could find, and for the timing, because we needed to get it done right away, because we were definitely running low of water late winter, early spring, is to tap onto Livingston 4. That's a water district on the east side of Grand River. Davies 2, Public Water Supply District, was in the process of upgrading their lines to a 6-inch, and they were ready to start laying pipe, and we came along. They delayed it briefly so we could get some money in place to upgrade that to an 8-inch line from Livingston 4 under the Grand River across Davies County and down to the county, Caldwell-Davies County line. And then we are going to run an 8-inch line from the city of Hamilton up to the county line to meet that Davies 2 line. This would provide us from 50,000 to 100,000 gallon a day, we use between 200 and probably 250,000 gallon a day on average, depending on the season. So we were looking for an additional supply that would hopefully get us through this drought situations. This is not a temporary situation or a temporary solution. It's a long-term solution, and we may be able to increase that from 100,000 to additional gallons, but they would have to put in another well, I believe, at Livingston 4 and also upgrade their plant.
All right, and let's talk about the financing options for all this work.
Okay. Right now, what we have in place, and again, the passage of the revenue bond is extremely critical. One of the conditions that we need to meet before we can get the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development Emergency Water Assistance Grant of $474,000 and to get a 2.125% interest 35-year loan from USDA Rural Development in the amount of $652,000, we need to pass the revenue bond, because we are out of bonding capacity. We have already used, in our previous bonding capacity, we used $400,000 that we've already paid Davies to, so they could go ahead and continue with their contractor to start laying that line. And we also have allocated from previous bond issues $50,000 roughly for Livingston 4 to increase that size of that line from a 6 to an 8 from Livingston 4's water plant to Grand River. We also have a $500,000 community development block grant that's been approved that could be in jeopardy also, because whenever we put in the application for both the USDA assistance and the Department of Economic Development through the state for this community development block grant, the whole project was involved. In other words, it wasn't just to get money from community development block grant for internal waterline replacements. So all of that money, you know, we're talking about over $1,600,000. The only loan that we would be taking out is $652,000 at 2.125% for 35 years. The payment would be $2,217 a month. And the net effect of that is we may be able to save enough money on our water plant our water plant budget to have a very minimum, if any, rate increase. If the revenue bond doesn't pass, then we wouldn't be able to get the USDA loan. We also wouldn't get the USDA emergency grant. If that and the community development block grant would be in question. But if we still could get the community development block grant but couldn't get the USDA loan and emergency grant, from rural development, then we'd be looking at, you know, the payments of close to $7,060 if we got it at 4.5% for 20 years. Right now, I don't know where we would get it, what the interest rate would be, or what the terms would be, but typically they wouldn't be, from what I understand, it wouldn't be 35 years, and 4.5%, I've been told by a professional that has experience and has about what the interest rate would be. If that happened, then, again, that would be a $7,060 payment. That's considerably more than $2,217 a month. If we did not pass it and the community development block grant was not available, because of that, then we'd be borrowing instead of, you know, $1,116,000, then we'd be looking at $1,616,000. And based on a 20-year loan, again, at 4.5%, that would be payments of $10,223 a month. So you can see there's quite a bit of difference if it doesn't pass and we have to borrow money at a 4.5% rate for 20 years. A considerable amount of difference, and that would have to be passed on to our customers. So hopefully that is clear as to what could happen if it doesn't pass versus if it passes. But we're already all in. The city has already invested over $450,000 in this project, so we need to move forward one way or another.
All right, and when will this bond issue come to a vote?
It'll be August 6th, the first Tuesday in August. It'll require over a 50% majority, and it will only be the residents in the city of Hamilton. The voters will not include those in the water district that we serve, in Public Water Supply District 2 in Caldwell County, and nor will it include the private lines outside the city.
Okay, do you know about how many people will be affected by this that don't have the opportunity to vote on it?
I'm going to guess around 300 to 400 people. I believe there's about 1,800 roughly in the city of Hamilton, and I believe there's around 300 to 400 outside the city, including the water district. But it would, it would adversely affect them too. I mean, if we have to raise rates because because it doesn't pass, then it will adversely affect them.
And
as well as the people that live in the city. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you, if this bond issue passes, how much of a rate increase are people looking at?
Well, Dale Wallace and I have looked at this pretty closely, and we think, based on the engineer's estimates and what we are projecting to save at the water plant in different areas, we may not have to have a rate increase, or if it is, it will be very insignificant. And the reason I can't tell you for sure right now is because we don't know, you know, the engineer has an estimate as to what this is going to cost. Obviously, it hasn't been put out for bids. Hopefully, the bids come in within the engineer's estimate. If it does, and the savings at our water plant are what we project, then it will be very minimal, if any. I mean, we're just talking about a few cents, a thousand, and not dollars per thousand, probably.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. Do you have anything that you'd like to add, Alan?
Just that, you know, it's been an ongoing issue for years. We are seeing some growth rate, thank goodness. I know a lot of communities aren't seeing that, but we're seeing some growth rate in Hamilton right now as first businesses. And I think the demand for our water is going to increase, and we just don't want to be put in a situation like we were here recently again, which could happen and has in the past, where we have to have an allocation of water to where you can't, you know, water your yard, you can't water your garden, you can't water your flowers, you can't wash your car. You know, it could affect even, you know, water in the football field. I mean, the swimming pool, we have a swimming pool. We just want to provide the supply of water where we don't have to limit what we can offer to our residents and the visitors to Hamilton.
I understand. Anything else you'd like to touch on?
The only other thing would be, and I'm not sure I went into that too much in detail, but this bond issue, if passed, a part of the money obviously is going to help pay the additional amount for the 8-inch line from Livingston Fork under the Grand River through Davies and down to the city of Hamilton. Also, we are replacing some of the current water lines in town with part of this money, and we'll take it as far as we can go. We've got about 97%, I believe the engineer said, of old lines in town, and we've only got about 3% of newer, like PVC lines in town. So we've got a long ways to go. This is just the start of it, and the reason it's a $4 million bond issue is because we're just touching the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. We've got a lot of lines to replace to stop this leakage. Of course, in the past, when we only had the city reservoir and didn't have any other supply, we were losing quite a bit of water we couldn't afford. We recently had another 8-inch line break on the main between the tower and in town, and it lowered the tower probably close to half. I think they estimated we lost probably about 150,000 gallons of water. And obviously, when you're in a situation like us, when you have limited resources, water supply, that goes a long way to reducing what we have available for our customers. So this is to start getting some of these lines replaced. The additional money that in the bond issue will be to cover some more lines that need to be replaced in the city, as well as anything that we need to do to make improvements to our water plant. Also, if we decide to take more water from Livingston 4 through Davies 2, you know, there would be an additional cost there. Their plant would have to be upgraded in Livingston 4. We'd have to assist in paying that, possibly. And also, we've got sewer issues, and that's why it's a combination water and sewer bond, so we can use the money wherever we need, and it'll be available in case of an emergency where we can have some bonding capacity, because right now, we're out of bonding capacity.
Mm-hmm. And I did forget to ask, most of your pipes, they date back to the 1920s, correct?
A lot of them do. Yeah, we had a when we had an 8-inch break here. It was after I believe it was after the first of the year, but before spring, before this last one, 8-inch break. And we dug it up, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it had 1922 date on it, but it was something in the 1920s, and we have a lot of that kind of pipe in town. And a lot of our pipes, and they've taken pictures of them, a lot of our water lines, our mains, are condensed. It's restricting the pressure because it's filling full of, you know, I don't know what kind of material it is, but when you take a 4-inch pipe and now you've reduced it to maybe a 2 or 2.5, and you take a 2-inch pipe and now the stream that's running through is reduced to, you know, an inch or something like that, it's not good for water pressure.
I understand. Well, anything you'd like to add?
I think I've pretty well covered it. But I'll be glad to, you know, if anyone has any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them. But we feel, as far as the alderman and myself and the city administrator, that this is not something that we want. It's something that the city needs, and we need to take advantage of the opportunity to get a small low-interest loan and a considerable amount of grant money. Without it, you can see it would increase the cost of this project to the city immensely that we would have to pay back. And we're trying to avoid that and try to have the least effect as possible on all our customers, whether they're in the city, outside the city, or in the water district.